Bob Fletcher. Bob, so if people go back to you, you have nine DVDs you've done since 94. What they're going to find is that you started doing a lot, chasing a lot of bad guys, but in chasing them, you discovered something very significant. And in fact, you spent a lot of time on Coast to Coast kind of explaining this. I know people hear the word Nibiru, which means that tag or hook says, well, another Nibiru stuff, you know. But the fact is, Nibiru is an ancient name. It's actually coded in ancient tablets, etc. Nibiru is actually just a large planet circulating around a star that comes in a hyper-elliptical orbit. If you actually take a look at the astrophysics of our galaxy, which has got, you know, somewhere around 500 billion stars, that, in fact, 73% of the stars are trinary or binary, at least. And the other ones, that number is actually going up. And then if you look at red dwarfs, for example, most people aren't aware that red dwarfs, because they burn so slowly, a red dwarf star doesn't last billions of years like our yellow dwarf star. Larger stars like blue giants, they have very short half-lives. They can may actually only last, you know, like 100 million years or more. But red dwarfs can last 10 to 100 trillion years. So we have tens of thousands. Some of them are entrained in orbits with their we call their twin star. Others are rogue that are literally going through the galaxy. So we have red dwarfs and brown dwarfs. Red dwarfs have a magnetic field 200 times on average more than their parent star, if it's a yellow dwarf star like ours. And when they return, they have both geomagnetic effects as well as nuclear effects. And the extremely strong magnetic dipole increases the chances of plasma discharges across the solar system, affecting planets that basically have a molten core because they're nuclear reactors like Venus and Earth. And they have dramatic effects, in other words, cataclysms, which is why Velikovsky and all his research, which was shared, by the way, with Einstein and others, was not only suppressed by the universities but by all the religious people because they didn't want to hear about catastrophism. And in your investigations of all the bad guys connecting the dots, where's all this money going? Well, the money was going for underground cities, tunnels, off-world space platforms, a colony on Mars, a mining operation on the moon, advanced fleets, entire fleets of space vehicles between Earth and Mars. In fact, the very first comment the director of Space Command said to me in 94, July 10th, was, "We control every centimeter of space between here and Mars." And then he explained in exquisite detail why that was the case. And, you know, so I want to kind of to summarize that when you started chasing the bad guys, what you found is where were the bad guys putting their money? They're putting in these underground hotels, these giant cities, these freeways through the underground part of the Earth. And it's not just in America. I mean, these underground worldwide, facilities are, right? are worldwide. And, you know, countries like China and even North Korea, Norway. Norway has some of the largest ones. In Norway, there are less of them than we have here.
And China has an extraordinary number of them, and right. big ones. And Russia has a few big ones, and a tremendous yeah. number of smaller ones in right. terms of underground facilities.
Yeah, the two largest are.
What happened with my situation, case situation here was, of course, as I said, literally for over 20, 25 years, not counting the last five, I've been chasing what was always been guns, drugs, murder, assassination,
right.
government fraud, where they were taking money and filtering out from one place to another, money laundering, and went all the way up to the presidents of the United States completely and totally involved with this stuff.
Right.
And I was a couple of years ago, actually started around 90, actually guess it started, interestingly enough, because I've been chasing them since 85. It
right.
was around 94 when I was 94 through 96. I was doing so many congressional level inquiries and investigative assistance and federal functioning as a witness, a whistleblower, et cetera, et cetera. But it was always rather standard mechanic things, and that was stealing money, shooting people, doing this,
yeah.
doing that, overthrowing operations to overthrow government, and then, of course, doing all these artificial false flag operations, which was all always for primarily political gain.
Yeah, like Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Yeah, Oklahoma City and 9/11.
I was going to say, I looked and I realized, reviewing some material that had been sent to me, I realized that trillions of dollars, with a T, had started disappearing over the last 10, 15 years. You know, right. You start talking about, like Donald Rumsfeld came forward the day before the 9/11 attack in New York City.
Right.
Donald Rumsfeld, in charge of the Defense Department, sitting in front of a congressional committee, and he said, "We have lost, have been unable to find $2.3 trillion out of our budget." $2.3 trillion.
Yeah, and of course, Rabbi Dov Zakheim was the comptroller of the Pentagon at the time. And when I hear this lost, I'm thinking, you don't have a ledger problem here. You have a lying problem here. And the reason is the drug trade and the murdering trade and the illegal arms trade are only just functionaries to create this giant ocean of money for
That's
this
other
purpose. That's all it's there for.
That's correct.
If they could have created that artificially
again,
some other way,
some of the things you were talking about,
yeah.
Where we have, we are so far ahead in outer space capabilities, the exploration, the creation of colonies on other planets and things of that sort, that
right.
The average American, and I include myself in that, the only difference between me and the average guy is that I ended up getting into the middle of this very serious, very right. high-level investigative information, if you will.
Right.
And
that's why they went after Gary... what's his name? I'm trying to think.
As a matter of fact, Gary Best was directly, according to information that I've generated, which surprised me. Well, I don't know. It didn't surprise me, and it did. He was directly involved in one manner or another with the Oklahoma, blowing up the Oklahoma bomb in the Murrah building.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah,
right.
And you know the story about that, right? You know the story about Oklahoma.
Well, that's a whole separate animal, but...
And to connect the dots, I was the ex-examiner for all five special op forensic chemists,
right.
And one of them broke down because he wanted to be to have testing for radiation exposure because they had three radiation detectors that went off the scale. They removed two of U.S. Army Corps engineer. We're going to have hour two coming up in just a few minutes. Get your bio breaks. And as they get your tray tables in the upright and locked position, because we're going to open up the can of worms here, and we're going to go quite a bit further than you've probably heard before, and we're going to compare notes between Bob Fletcher's experiences and mine, first and second hand, and top-notch information that will give you a different perspective on your world, both physically, geopolitically, and spiritually. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher. Stay there. Hour two coming up. Hour three, Tim Alexander. Major updates from Chris Harris, our nuclear expert. I'm on hour two tonight, also in Rents.